Hello, I'm Dr. John White, Chief Medical Expert at Discovery Channel. Calciphylaxis, a disease seen mostly in patients with advanced chronic kidney disease, has historically had a very high mortality rate, approaching 80% in some clinical studies. But earlier diagnosis and referral to a high-volume nephrology program may increase the patient's survival. Dr. Nirav Shah, a nephrologist at UPMC, believes that a multidisciplinary approach may improve the prognosis for patients diagnosed with this rare but serious condition.
Calciphylaxis is a term used to describe calcemic uremic arteriolopathy. It involves deposition of calcium in the blood vessels, in the media section of the blood vessels, which causes distal necrosis, infarction, and poor wound healing. It's being recognized with an increasing rate of frequency, and there seems to be a lot of more therapeutic options that are available now than there were many years ago. So the prevalence has been as high as 4% in some of the studies now. The chances of survival are greater today because of early detection, and more treatment options are leading to better outcomes. Calciphylaxis is a tricky diagnosis because it usually presents and looks like cellulitis, and it requires a high index of suspicion to really think about calciphylaxis in a differential. Physicians should suspect calciphylaxis when they see a non-healing ulcer in the patient, especially in a patient that's had poorly or difficult to control calcium, phosphorus, parathyroid hormone levels as well. And for someone who's also at a risk for it would be someone who's malnourished. Yeah, you can diagnose calciphylaxis, although the gold standard would involve doing a biopsy. Doing a biopsy in some of these patients that have poor blood flow sometimes can lead to further wounds with poor healing. So there are other methods to diagnosis. It tends to be a clinical diagnosis, so you can sometimes diagnose it by how it's presented in their clinical background. But there are other types of imaging modalities that may offer an alternative diagnosis. These include something called zero radiography, bone scans, high-resolution CAT scans. And these are just non-invasive ways of looking for a calcification that may be associated with calciphylaxis. Early referral to a high-volume program would allow for a multidisciplinary approach that may not be available at many centers. Usually, a team-based approach is best in treating these conditions. This involves the use of surgeons for wound care management and surgical debridement, the use of hyperbaric oxygen, perhaps, to increase oxygen and increase oxygenation to these wound areas, and the use of medications as well. Medications such as cinacalcet, which helps reduce parathyroid hormone levels and may be helpful in patients with this disorder. Other treatment options that are getting increasing recognition include the use of sodium thiosulfate, which helps dissolve calcium deposition within the vessels and acts as an antioxidant. And other treatment options include the use of bisphosphonate medicines, which help reduce bone turnover and bone resorption. And finally, the use of tissue plasminogen activation agents, TPA, which also can help as the primary modality involves thrombus in the small vessels of the skin. It still hasn't been found to be a universally treated disease, so prevention tends to be the best modality. But once you have established disease, aggressive wound management and trying any of these therapies has been shown in case series format to have some benefit.
The best treatment for calciphylaxis is one that is customized for each patient using a variety of therapeutic approaches. Reducing pre-existing risk factors such as diabetes, obesity, and hyperparathyroidism may also reduce the incidence of this life-threatening disease.